Galatians chapter 4 is the text that I'll use for the invitation this evening. Of course, the text is a discussion of law and faith. And the point that the apostle makes in the previous chapter, in chapter 3, is that we're saved by faith in Christ Jesus. And as a result of that, that is inclusive not only of the Jew who was under the old covenant, the old law, until the coming of Christ, but also the Gentile as well. And so he was able to say in verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond or free, we're all one in Christ Jesus. But he continues to talk about the subject of the law and the purpose of the law in the fourth chapter. And the purpose of that law, he indicates, is that we are guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father under that law. So the law was a guardian and a steward, and is referred to in chapter 3 as a schoolmaster or tutor to bring us unto Christ. And so the point is being made here in chapter 4 to the Jew that you were under that law, under the stewardship of the law until Christ came. I want you to notice what is said in verse 4. He said, when the fullness of the time had come, the time chosen or appointed by God, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And so the purpose of his coming was for us to be redeemed. Specifically in this context, for the Jew to be redeemed, because redemption could not come under the law. But as we have already noted from Galatians 3:27, that redemption is afforded all men. Now we are aware of the time of year, and the fact that the focus in a couple of days will be on the birth of Jesus. Now, we don't know when it was that he was born, but I want you to note what is stated in that particular verse there in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5, that he was born of a woman, born under the law, but born for the purpose of redemption. And that's what we need to be mindful of. I think the most disturbing thing to me with regard to the general practice in the religious world surrounding Christmas is the fact that there are so many individuals that they want to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and they pay absolutely no mind at all to his redemptive work. And it may be that they will spend 1 week a year to where they will come to a religious service because this was supposedly the day that Christ was born. And they never acknowledge, as we are to do upon the first day of every week, the death of our Lord and the memorial feast that we offer up each worship period. And that's why Christ came. He came to redeem mankind. It wasn't merely that God wanted his Son to be in the world. It wasn't merely that Jesus wanted to spend some time around men or among men. He loved the world so much that he gave his Son. Jesus Christ was willing to give up that position at the right hand of the Father and learn obedience even to the point of death on the cross. And that was why he came, to shed his blood to redeem mankind. And that's where the emphasis needs to be. That's what we need to be thinking about. And so we offer an invitation at this time with that in mind, that God sent his Son to redeem mankind. Jesus came for the purpose of redeeming us. If you want to be redeemed, purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ, reconciled to God, have the hope of life after this life is over, you can take advantage of this invitation this evening to make your life right with him, whatever that need may be. It is to become a child of God, then turn away from your sins, confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God before those assembled tonight, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you believe, this is something you may do tonight. We want to assist anyone who is here in any way that you might need, and the invitation is extended. Would you come? Together we stand while we sing.